Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Alderman Brendan Riley from the 42nd Ward, the downtown ward, is here to talk about what happened at the city council meeting yesterday. Good to see you, Alderman. How you doing?
Doing well, Bob. Thanks.
This was another Zoom meeting, right?
Unfortunately, it was.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Two-dimensional politics, yeah.
if an alderman wants to stand up on top of the table and yell and scream, it's harder on Zoom, isn't it?
If you have a green screen, though, you can do all sorts of creative things,
I guess. You can. Yeah. So one of the stories we're hearing about today has to do with the city council following the state's lead, giving bars another revenue source. And I guess, well, who would be against this? This sounds like a good idea.
No one's against it. And it's certainly a small bit of help for an industry that's really been struggling during COVID. But it's a Band-Aid. The real goal here is getting limited capacity indoors so these folks can have a more stable revenue stream. Right now, they have to be outdoors. And as you know, weather in Chicago is unpredictable. So, yeah, to-go cocktails, that helps, but that certainly isn't the solution.
Is this going to be something permanent?
Yeah, it is. I guess they could repeal this down the road, but I doubt that will happen. It's going to take this industry a couple years to recover, and that's assuming we have a vaccine and we get to full opening. So I think that'll be a remedy that's in place for a while.
Another headline to come out of the city council meeting: plan to spend $1.1 billion windfall of federal stimulus money passes the city council. What exactly does that mean for folks around here?
The bulk of that money was sent to us by the federal government to offset costs that are related to COVID. The hotels that we've been renting for first responders to stay socially distanced from their loved ones, those types of things will be reimbursed with this kind of money. It's a lot of money, but it's being used for contact tracing, which is critical for us to be able to bend that curve and get to, hopefully, normal again. A lot of money. There was a lot of debate. Many of my colleagues thought this was like a free pinata full of $1 billion to play with and create new programs with, and that's not what that was for.
There is no free money.
No, that's just a fallacy. And so this money has to be tagged for COVID-related expenses, the vast majority of it. And that was where the debate really was focused on, is what can we get away with spending this money on other than COVID? And the answer is, you can't. So,
also yesterday, the city council voted to approve the mayor's plan to prohibit Chicago landlords from evicting tenants. And this is just a continuation of what's been going on since this virus hit, isn't it?
It is. And actually, I believe Governor Pritzker, late yesterday afternoon, issued another executive order that extends rent relief through July. I'll fess up. I voted against that ordinance yesterday.
Why?
I was one of 12 that voted no. Because while I am incredibly sympathetic to renters who are job displaced because of the coronavirus crisis, the pandemic, you have to think about those folks that own a 2 or 3 flat. This is where they live as well, and they rent out the other unit. Those folks aren't Daddy Warbucks. They can't float a mortgage by themselves. And I think if you're going to do rent relief, which I think is deserved, you also need to couple that with mortgage relief. You can't put all this on the small landlord. And so for me, of course, I support the policy of supporting renters. You can't leave the small landlord holding the bill. So that's why I voted no on that.
You represent the 42nd Ward downtown, and this must sometimes be a bit complicated because it's the central business district, but now you've got, what, like 90,000 residents in your ward?
Almost, yeah, more than that, but yeah.
So it's a neighborhood, and it's also where the restaurants are and other businesses. So sometimes, representing both interests must be difficult at times.
No, it's a very delicate balancing act, but I remind people I live here too, And whenever I look at any issue, I look at through the lens of a local resident. But again, the city depends on the Central Business District. We are the economic engine for the city of Chicago. And so while everyone would love a little slice of Lake Forest right here downtown, quiet and bucolic, I have a responsibility to keep that engine moving. So, yeah, there's push and pull. And some of the street closures that we've done to support restaurants have annoyed some people. But if you want to see those restaurants here this time next year, these are the things we have to do, extraordinary things we have to do to support the business community.
And at the virtual city council meeting yesterday, did the subject of the police department come up?
Sure. Subject of much debate. There will be police reforms enacted here in the city of Chicago in the next few months. Mayor Lightfoot certainly is well credentialed in that area as the former head of COPA. But no, we're going to have work groups and we will produce legislation that results in real reform at the city. There's a lot of debate about removing police officers from the Chicago public schools. Personally, I'm willing to listen, but I need to know what the plan is to protect teachers and students. If it's about the optics of having a police officer in that school, let's have a discussion. But the bottom line is that we need to make sure these kids are safe. And I can tell you, there have been plenty of instances where that police officer in that school saved lives. So that requires more conversation than simply passing an ordinance.
You know, back in the day, there was, I think it was called Officer Friendly, and there'd be a cop in the neighborhood who got to know the residents. Whether that officer was in the school, I can't remember, probably not back then. But the idea of the officers really getting to know the residents of an area, I mean, you can't beat that.
No, that's critical. And in fact, that's where a lot of the police reform is being discussed. That's what they're aimed at. Reestablishing those personal relationships on the street with the folks who live there. That's the key. You have to build trust, and you need kids to look up to cops.
Yeah.
That's important. So, yeah, I think that's going to be a big piece of how we shape up the department over the next year.
Yeah, and so many of our good cops are what I term just great neighborhood Chicago people, and they want the best for their neighborhoods like anybody else.
They live here, too, and they're human beings.
What do you know about fireworks? Plans. I haven't heard anything about what's going on in the city or not going on this year. Do we know anything?
Bob, actually, I don't have guidance for you on fireworks yet. You've got a great view from your studio
well,
for
that. Well, that's why I'm wondering. Are they going to do anything at Navy Pier or anywhere else?
Yeah, we're going to get to fireworks. As you know, the mayor announced the Lakefront Trail will be reopening, at least for activities involving athletics and exercise. But I don't think we're very far off from having fireworks displays at Navy Pier again, probably a week or two.
Well, just in case you're going to cancel everything, I found in my drawer some snakes that I have left over from years ago and a punk, if you know what that was. So I'll be happy to put on a display for anybody who wants to come up to the studio. Alderman Brendan Riley, 42nd Ward, thanks for the update. Always good to see you.
Thanks, Bob.